Thank you, Chair. Sierra Leone aligns itself with the statements of the African group and the non-aligned movement. We welcome this engagement with the Special Rapporteur and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism. We wish to express our deepest appreciation to both the Expert Mechanism and the Special Rapporteur and thank them for their contribution this morning. Their expertise and dedication to advancing the rights to development on a global scale are invaluable. We particularly commend their focus on promoting inclusive and sustainable development. This resonates strongly with Sierra Leone's national development goals, and we appreciate their recognition of this alignment. Sierra Leone remains firmly committed to upholding the principles of the right to development. We acknowledge the importance of integrating these principles into the fabric of our national policies and programs. We are proud of the strides we have made in this area, particularly through initiatives such as the free education program, healthcare, gender equality, and poverty reduction. These are indeed crucial pillars of a just and equitable society. The Human Capital Development Coordination Framework, launched by my government a few weeks ago, is a significant and comprehensive strategic initiative to drive holistic human development across the country from 2024 to 2030. This framework is not just a set of guidelines, but a detailed roadmap to translate visionary plans into tangible realities on the ground that will benefit our citizens. We acknowledge and appreciate the detailed steps highlighted by the Special Rapporteur on the rights to development. The insights provided are invaluable in guiding our efforts to promote and protect the rights to development across all regions. The Special Rapporteur's recommendations serve as an important framework to ensure that our development policies are inclusive, equitable, and sustainable. Sierra Leone is committed to implementing these measures to improve the well-being of our citizens, especially the most vulnerable and marginalized. By integrating these steps into our national development strategies, we aim to create a more just and prosperous society for all. We fully agree with the Expert Mechanism's comment that we face a challenge in implementing the right to development. This implementation challenge is a critical issue that requires immediate and sustained attention. Further, we recognize the significant budgetary constraints that impede the effective functioning of the mechanism to support the right to development. To address these challenges, we urgently call for increased funding and resource allocation to ensure that the mechanism can function effectively and deliver its mandate. Looking ahead, Sierra Leone seeks to strengthen its cooperation with the Special Rapporteur and the Expert Mechanism. This collaboration is essential as we continue our journey towards truly inclusive development. It is our view that by working together, we can create a future where the right to development is a reality for all and living and ensuring that no one is left behind. I thank you, Chair.